I'm the youngest of four children, and as my brother can contest, I kind of got away with being very irresponsible growing up. I never really had to plan anything, and I could, you know, make really bad decisions, and it was kind of like, oh, that's just kind of, you know, she's the baby, and I kind of got away with it. So, you know, I was, like, drinking mimosas on Tuesday to kill my hangover from Monday night partying and that kind of stuff. And I was doing this up until about a year ago. And so, you know, I'm pushing 30, and I'm like, oh, I should probably, like, maybe settle down, but maybe one day. So one day I wake up, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like, I feel horrible. Like, I think I'm dying. I have, like, a blood disease or something. And I do what any, you know, adult would do. I call my mommy, and I'm like, mommy, like, do I need vitamins? Like, what do I do? And she, you know, I'm telling her my symptoms, and she's like, you're pregnant. And I was like, oh, no, that is not funny. Like, don't do this to me. And so she's like, no, you're pregnant. And I was like, oh, my God. So I'm driving to work. I go to work, and all I can think about is like, oh, my God. So I go home, and I tell my boyfriend at the time, I'm like, you know, I think I'm pregnant. And we were packing to move, and we were like going to get drunk that night and pack boxes, you know. And I was like, maybe we should go to the store and like pee on a stick just in case, you know. So we go to the store. We grab a birth kit, like, you know, test kit. And he's like, don't worry, it's negative. Like, your mom's crazy. You're on birth control. So I go, and I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, I'm going to pee in this thing. So I pee on it. And then all of a sudden, I was like, there it is. There's that little blue X. And of course, instead of being like, yes, I just lock myself in the bathroom and start bawling my eyes out. So my boyfriend's like, okay, like, I'm so excited. Like, we're going to have a baby. And I'm just like, let's get rid of it. Like, I don't want it. Like, I kind of like my life right now, but something inside of me was like, this isn't the right choice. Like, you kind of just need to, like, I needed to keep it. And so I've always kind of been really hasty. So I mean, I hate to say that's a hasty decision, but I just decided, like, I'm going to keep it. Like, okay, like, I'm just going to do this. Like, I'm going to deal with it. And I never really thought about the repercussions of having a human life. So, you know, I have this baby. We go to the clinic, of course, I go to the free clinic because I don't have insurance. And, you know, I go and I get my ultrasound. They show you that little bean, you know, and they're like, this is your baby. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Thanks. And, you know, my boyfriend was like jumping him down. And they're like, it's so crazy that someone's excited to be pregnant in here. Like, we never get that. So I, you know, I call my family, and I decided, you know, and I was just like, I'm going to have a home birth because that's just what I'm going to do. And my husband's like, well, we have insurance. Like, you don't have to, you know, have a home birth. Like, you know, there's medical intervention for a reason. And I was like, no, I'm going to have a home birth. Like, thinking, like, indigenous countries, like, they have them on, like, the dirt floors. Like, I'm fine. I can handle this. Like, how bad can it be? Like, people are just, you know, big babies. I'm like, I can do this. I'm tough. So I call my mom, who's a midwife, and I was like, hey, mom, like, I'm pregnant, and you're going to deliver my baby in my living room in a horse trough. So she's like, oh, I'm so excited, you know, and it's kind of weird because my mom and I have always had a really weird relationship. But this was kind of a good thing. So she came, hey, my midwife, and, you know, I'm going through, you know, pregnancy, and I never really thought about it. And I kind of was just like, you know, I went through the motions. I did my prenatals, and, you know, I didn't, like, you know, take illicit drugs, and I, you know, didn't drink, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I try to keep my, like, you know, eat healthy and that stuff. So it comes down, and when I went to get my ultrasound, they told me two things that I was like, ugh. They told me that my due date was February 9th, and I hate Valentine's Day, and I also know that you are usually a week late on your first child. So I was like, just don't come out on Valentine's Day. And I told everybody, I was like, if I have this baby on Valentine's Day, I'm going to shove it back up inside me. Like, it's not coming out on Valentine's Day. And the second one was that due date meant that I was in New York and my husband was in Sacramento during conception. So I was like, please tell him it's an estimation because it is definitely his child. So that was kind of funny. He was like, I don't know. Like, do you have something to tell me? And I was like, no, I swear it's yours. So it comes down, you know, and it's getting towards my due date, and I'm, like, angrier, like, you know, February 9th rolls around, and, like, no baby, and I'm just, like, mad, and, like, I'm in just, like, horrible mood. And so February, like, 13th comes along, and I'm, like, you know, like, So my husband's like, I'm going to go work out in the park. Like, I'm like, I want to go. Like, I just need to get out of the house. Like, I'm like, house, you know, I'm like so fat. And I was like, I want ice cream. And he's like, well, you're lactose intolerant. Like, maybe you shouldn't. And I was like, I am pregnant. You are not telling me. So I'm like, I'm, you know, pile up ice cream. So go to the park and I eat my ice cream. And I was like, hey, like, I think I should go home because I'm having this, like, I think I have diarrhea. Like, I ate ice cream and I think it's, you know, it's pretty bad. So he's like, okay, well, let's just go, like, we're going to go home and, you know, I have to run an errand first. And I was like, okay. So we're driving, you know, we're like 5 minutes and I just, all of a sudden, I grabbed onto this handle in the car. I was like, turn this car around and get me home. Like, I'm in labor. This baby's coming out. So we go home and I'm like, you know, writhing on the floor. I'm like screaming. I'm like, call my mommy and all this stuff. And he's like, no, honey, like we're going to labor together and at home, like just the two of us. And I was like, I just want my mom. And so he's like, you know, has this little like computer and he's like calculating my contractions. And I was like, it's time. Like, you need to call her. Like, it's been a few hours. Like, I held on for you. And he was like, no, like, your contractions aren't progressing. And I was like, don't you tell me that my contractions are not progressing. You call my mother. So he's like, fine. So he texts my mom, who's, like, staying 40 minutes away from our house. And, so, you know, a half an hour comes by. And I was like, dude, she should be speeding here. Like, I'm having her grandbaby. Like, where is she? And he's like, oh, I just texted her and told her that she should just, you know, come over in an hour or so. And I was like, you mother. And I was just like, you get on the phone. You tell my mom to come here right now and step on it. So she comes over and she's like, oh, wow, like you're really far along. And so she's like, you're 5 centimeters. And they hadn't set up my horse trough yet, which I was like, everybody says, like, once you get in the water, like, it's going to be okay. And, you know, I'm laboring naturally and it hurts like no other. And I was like, did not plan on this because I thought it'd be cool because I'm fit, you know. So finally they get the horse trough and, you know, set up. And all of a sudden I like get in there. My mom's like, once you get in, it's going to feel so good. Like you're not even going to feel it barely. And I get in there and I was like, it hurts so bad still. Like it's not getting better. And so I was like, I'm pushing. And she's like, no, you're not ready to push. And I said, Yeah, I'm ready to push. Like, don't tell me. And she's like, it's only been like 5 hours since you started contractions. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm pushing this thing out. So she texts me and she's like, wow, you are fully dilated. So, you know, and this is where the desperate measures come in. And I never, like, up until this point, like, I never thought about, like, I'm having a baby. You know, we have all this baby stuff and we're, like, setting up baby swings. But I never really thought about what it meant to have a child. And I never had, like, a connection. Everyone's like, oh, you know, when you feel the kicks, it's so special. And I was like, gosh, it's like kicking my rib cage, and it really hurts. Like, you know, and so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, pushing, and I'm pushing, and it just hurts so bad. It just, you know, feels like someone's taking a knife and splitting you in two. It's really bad. So I'm just, like, desperate. It's my desperate measure. It's just, like, do anything. I told my mom, I was like, can you just pull it out of me? Like, I just don't know what to do. Like, it hurts so bad. Like, take me to the hospital. I want an epidural and all this stuff. And she's like, you know, we're going to get through this. Like, you'll be okay. And, you know, and I was like screaming my head off. And at one time she's like, oh, Maggie, like, don't scream, go inside yourself. And I turned to my mom and I said the one thing you never say to your mom that starts with an F and it ends with a U. She's very sweetly just kind of ignored it. So on all fours, I'm in this tub and I'm, you know, they're like, if you do 2 more pushes, you can get this thing out. And so I was like, you know, beet red, like screaming, like getting this thing out. And I was just like desperate. Like I wanted it over. Like, and I didn't even think about the end result. I just wanted it over. So all of a sudden I feel the baby, it comes out and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, thank God it's like over. Like, I'm just want to go to bed, you know? And then I hear this, my mom say, hey Maggie, like reach down and pick up your baby. And I look down, and I'm in this tub, and I see this little, like, tadpole thing, like, underneath, kind of just, like, chilling in the water. And I take her, and I pick her up, and I look at her, and I just fell in love. And it's from that moment I knew that my life was so different. And it was crazy, because I've never knew what love at first sight was until I saw this beautiful little girl. And it's funny because my husband tells me that I have this fake picture smile, and it's totally true. I ruined all of our wedding photos. It's really bad. So right when I pick up this baby, my mom, she snapped a picture, and it is the only picture that I have of myself that I have a real smile on my face. So, thank you.